Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Wow, well that was different. Okay, so that was Fantastic Beasts, Dumbledore's Secrets. And I have to confess, I was expecting a very different film, and that's, in a way, I guess, what I got. Look, I wasn't a fan of the Fantastic Beasts movies. I mean, they ran on for hours at a breakneck pace, with disposable characters that just appeared and disappeared just as fast, and there wasn't really much to recommend them. Though it has to be said, this movie is a big departure from all of that. With an opening scene that cinematically chimes with Professor X meeting Magneto, or Bob De Niro having coffee with Al Pacino in Heat, this is a movie that really puts its cards on the table right from the get-go. You know who is who wants what, and what they're prepared to risk, because in essence, Fantastic Beasts 3 is a spy story. Mads Mikkelsen wants to wage war on the Muggles, and that would be the non-wizarding folk if you missed out on the previous Harry Potter movies. And conversely, Jude Law's Dumbledore doesn't. Yet there's far more to it, because Grindelwald and Dumbledore used to be lovers, and having bound themselves in a mutual spell, neither can harm the other. Instead, the battleground will be fought over a Chilling, which is a phoenix-like bird that was used to anoint the next leader of the Wizarding World. And as it happens, the Wizarding World is on the cusp of revolution, with an election imminent. So, in terms of acting, as a late replacement for Johnny Depp as Grindelwald, it has to be said that Mads Mikkelsen smacks it out of the park with this real dry sense of menace. Yet, in another inspired piece of casting, Callum Turner as Theseus Scamander, that being Newt's brother, he brings this old droll Ian Fleming-like charm straight out of the MI5 playbook, and it's in total sync with the film's tone. I mean, Eddie Redmayne's Newt Scalamander still looks like he's always doing something he shouldn't be, but Jude Law marches through it all Doctor Who-like, holding all the cards while still being unsure as to how they're going to drop first. Also, in the previous Fantastic Beasts movies, the special effects always felt kind of muddied, kind of forever getting in the way of the drama. Thankfully, this time they've been both upgraded and dialed back. Sure, Jude Law's accent wanders across the Atlantic occasionally, but this is a far more approachable movie, which wears its dangers of fascism storyline far more clearly. If anything, with its twin currencies of loyalty and betrayal, this really does finally feel like a return to form for a franchise that was really scratching around for some magic. So, will this be Fantastic Beasts' reset like Rogue One was for Star Wars, or not? Well, that depends on you. But for a movie that I was dreading, I have to say it's such a pleasant surprise. Try it out. See what you think.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.